Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. Religious Jews in Jerusalem during the Passover week participated in a number of activities, though symbolic, events that actually require a Jewish temple in Jerusalem without the Jewish temple. That's the headline. Winky Madad will join me in just a moment to explain these events.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
I want to ask you about the Sanhedrin and the symbolic sacrifice of a lamb near the Temple Mount this last week also. The temple is a necessity for these Jewish feasts, and since there is no temple, they have to participate in other ways to go about these different feasts, do they not?
Some of the more active Temple Mount proponents among us try to recall that, and we had an exercise a few days before the holidays to recall and remind us what could be and should be when the temple will be rebuilt, and that was done in the old city of Jerusalem.
Well, tell us about that. Sanhedrin, the Temple Institute people, and others like you, you were there. Tell us what happened.
At the exercise itself, several hundred people came to see how the Kohanim would look, how the lamb was prepared, how the special way of roasting the lamb was done. All these things were done in the old city, and it recalled what was and what should be, as I've said before.
It's during that time that the priestly blessings are pronounced there at the Western Wall Plaza in the old city of Jerusalem. It took place this last week.
It actually is, it's written in the Bible that God commanded the priestly class to serve as his instruments, I guess, or his agents. They pass on the blessing. This sort of ceremony has developed because a lot of Jews come from the lands of the diaspora to be in Jerusalem at this time, and many people in Israel try to come up to Jerusalem this time. So instead of the usual several thousand, you can have tens and many tens of thousands of people crowded into the Western Wall Plaza.
Winky Madad with the story of symbolic temple events during the week of Passover. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. 3,500 years ago, God told the Jewish people to observe the seven Jewish feasts on an annual basis. Though there is no Jewish temple in Jerusalem today, these religious Jews believe that these symbolic events are a part of the preparations to build the next Jewish temple. As it relates to the Jewish feast, 2,000 years ago, Jesus Christ fulfilled the first three Jewish feasts. Jesus was crucified on Passover, buried on unleavened bread, and Jesus resurrected from the dead on the Jewish feast of first fruits. As it relates to the temple, Zechariah chapter 6 and verse 12 says that Jesus will return to the earth and he will build that eternal temple. Bible prophecy will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...